Good morning. An active weather day is possible across interior New York and New England on this Tuesday. Initially, we have rounds of showers and some thunderstorms rolling through parts of the Adirondacks and into Vermont with heavy rainfall and some lightning, but overall these storms are below severe limits. Other thunderstorms out in western New York and northern Pennsylvania are strong to severe, and all of this action will be working through our region during the morning hours. So heavy rainfall and some thunder and lightning possible through about mid-morning across parts of New York and New England. We'll get a break in the action, and as a warm front passes through the area, a southerly wind flow will develop, and the gusty wind out of the south will transport very humid air into the region. Temperatures, meanwhile, will climb into the 80s in most places, and even near 90 in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. This warmth and humidity will set the stage for the next front heading our way from the Great Lakes. It'll arrive late this morning in central New York and through the afternoon throughout the rest of the region. It'll have a bunch of wind energy with it, which is seasonably strong at jet stream level. Showers and thunderstorms will fire in this environment, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds and hail, especially as that wind energy interacts with the heating of the day. So some severe storms are possible through the afternoon and into the evening as we head from west to east through the area. Skies will clear out after the activity passes by late tonight and into tomorrow morning, and temperatures will drop back into the 50s and lower 60s. High pressure will build in, setting us up for a good-looking day tomorrow with lots of sunshine, a nice northwest breeze, and much lower humidity with highs in the middle to upper 70s. That high will hang on into the day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, again in the upper 70s to around 80, before a deeper trough of low pressure approaches from the Great Lakes. Right now, it looks like spokes of energy associated with this trough will rotate through from time to time for the period Friday through Monday, so there is the risk of a shower or thunderstorm here or there into the weekend, certainly not raining the whole time, but with the trough overhead, it'll be seasonably cool with readings generally in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe weather from our region south and westward past New York City into the I-95 corridor through Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., and back into the Ohio Valley. Strong daytime heating amidst breaks in cloud cover will yield a moderately buoyant environment by early afternoon. Stronger destabilization is forecast to occur across Pennsylvania and New Jersey and into northern Virginia. Convergence along a cold front and heating will foster scattered to numerous storms. The stronger deep-layer wind profiles will remain across the northeastern part of the country here, in association with the mid-level wave and support to organize severe thunderstorms, including supercell tornado potential. Deep layer shear will decrease with southward extent into the mid-Atlantic, but support the development of severe multi-cell line segments capable of primarily a damaging wind and large hail threat. The front will move off the northeastern U.S. coast by this evening, with the remaining strong to severe storm threat extending southward into the mid-Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, light rain and fog, 0 mile visibility, 46 degrees, and a southwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 60, 68% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it has fallen. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Boca Reservoir, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, Boston increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms followed by increasing sun with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 75, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.53 inches of rain for the month, and 14.25 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 96 set in 1888, and the record low 44 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Evening showers and storms giving way to clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, breezy, warm, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Evening showers and storms, then gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some hazy sun, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Evening showers and storms, then gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and warm with lower humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Thursday. The risk of a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds right on through the weekend with highs in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.